people here use Overcast, right? I don't know if it's just because I just updated to 18.1. When I go into an episode, it says play button, but then it says context menu, and I have to kind of fiddle around till I get to play, whereas it used to be that the play button would just appear and I could do it.
I think they made some changes in the latest version of Overcast that happened almost at the same time that we upgraded the operating system. It's probably more a question of something that happened with Overcast than it is with iOS.
I know we were talking a little bit about Instacart. One thing I want to point out that a lot of people forget that I think is a real cool feature. If you're looking for something and you don't know what store in your area carries it, put that into the search field and it'll tell you what stores have it. Yeah. And you can actually comparison shop that way.
I have a question about Office with Outlook specifically. So I'd say for at least the past couple of years, I always get like a pop-up with like 180 different reminders for different meetings. And even if I hit dismiss, like it just comes back. And I think once I called the disability answer desk and they didn't really know, but I'm just curious if anybody, it probably happens like once or twice a day and then I just have to hit dismiss.
I think there's also though something in settings that you can tell it to dismiss the reminders after you've read them or after you've previewed them or something. That I saw something in the settings about reminders, but you're going to have to dig through that because God only knows where it is.
I actually just found it. If you go into Outlook options, then you and get into the settings, go into calendar. Now, there's a tab, there's a button. If you tab down probably about 20 or so times, there's a checkbox that said default reminders. And I think that will actually not create new reminders. Now, that may not affect do anything for older things beforehand, but that's the box that Nina's checking.
So you uncheck that, correct?
Yeah. So in Outlook, you go, do Alt F, go up to options. Then you get the little list of categories, hit C to get to calendar. Once you hit that tab down, probably about 20 or so times, you get to that checkbox.
This is Outlook for iOS. So this is on the phone. I get to the body where I'm going to type my text, and usually I dictate it. And then I want to find the send button. The send button is not that easy to find just by wandering your finger around. So I usually just swipe down until I get to it. But there's like 9 options before you get to the send button, like attach a photo. Open camera to attach a photo. Rich text formatting, all kinds of options that I don't care about and hardly ever use. I just want to go directly to the send button.
I did what you did. I hit reply, type the nonsense message.
Yep.
And you still have the keyboard up at the bottom of the screen. The bottom right-hand corner of the keyboard is the return key.
Yep.
I double tap that. And I don't know if I didn't have time to actually try duplicating this, but after I did that, the keyboard went away and the bottom right-hand corner of the screen was a send button.
I think also if you use a keyboard when you hit enter, I think it sends it.
You still might be able to do one thing because if all of the options are buttons and your rotor is set to access buttons, you're going to cycle around through the buttons.
Yeah,
to get to the send. If you start at the bottom of the list of buttons and swipe upward, you'll have less than if you start at the top and work your way down.
Maybe, that might be a way to get to the send button faster.
Yeah.
And I cannot swipe up to unlock my iPad with VoiceOver turned on. I did that before the update to 18. So if my finger on my dock, I have like the Safari. If I touch on that, I can do it. But just to do a swipe up.
It's very quirky. I think it may have to do with the fact that you have to be absolutely vertically straight. Because I was having trouble with that the other day as well.
When I do a one finger swipe up, sometimes it says Alex primary voice. And it does it in the weirdest places.
You probably have your rotor set to
voices. Rotor.
Fred, one question with the iPad. How do I defer to keyboard mode instead of gesture mode? If I want to use a keyboard on the iPad, how do I make that happen? I've got a smart keypad that I can use on my iPad.
How is it connected to the iPad?
It's cordless. It's wireless.
How is it connected to the iPad?
It's by magnet.
Okay, same as us.
Okay, so that has to sit in that little What? Yeah. Very specifically. Yeah. And if you move the iPad even a little bit, it loses the connection.
Yeah.
How do I use... Are you using VoiceOver on the iPad?
Yes.
Okay. So what you want to do is type this into Google, iPad VoiceOver keyboard commands. For instance, the control and the option key are the VoiceOver keys, and usually use those in conjunction with something else. Like, if you want to move to the next item, control option right arrow will move you to the next item. Control option left arrow will move you to the previous item. Control option H moves you to the home screen. The control option M moves you to, I forget what that one does. But there's a whole bunch of them.
Yes.
And, and if you memorize about 10 of them, you'll get the answer to your question. I think that's what you're asking.
Okay. I belong to one of the MAB groups, and they also use Zoom, and they try to call me rather than my trying to call him. And this last month, they called me like 6 times. My phone never rang. It went straight to voicemail, and I never even got to get on the meeting because we couldn't figure it out. I have an external caller ID box that talks, and I could program it to block certain numbers. I've never done that. So we can't figure out. It's a 646 area code, which is the area code that I would normally call into Zoom. So the phone number seems to be, it's their normal Zoom phone number, but my phone never rang. And I'm trying to figure out, does anybody think that maybe Comcast or something is blocking this number? You know, why it never comes through on my phone?
The other thing is, this might be a Comcast issue.
And there's privacy settings. You know how, like, if you have an iPhone or something, you get a phone call and it says something like potential spam or potential...
Yes.
Right.
Those same settings exist in Comcast, and you probably have a block on that particular exchange.
Sometimes the past 2 days, when I call, I said, call so-and-so, it will call so-and-so. Now it's asking me if I want to use the phone app. I'm like, what is the phone app? If you say yes, it will call that person. If otherwise, you're like, what is the phone app?
I think that maybe the phones are just becoming more aware.
Siri sometimes attempts to anticipate what it thinks you want to do. I have seen sometimes when I will call a certain person and it'll say, you know, do you want to call their mobile number, their phone,
number? Yeah.
Sometimes when I call the same person, it knows, because I've always been calling their mobile number, that that's the one I want to call. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. So I think we're looking at some kind of funny stuff that's happening with the introduction of AI and you know, the phone trying to anticipate things for you.